This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government allows universities and boards to hold exams halted due to COVID-19 pandemic. Jeep accident at Junichade of Jajarkot district killed 6 people. Nepal records 3,400 coronavirus cases in a single day. And American President Donald Trump returns to office less than a week after testing coronavirus positive. Now the news in detail. The government has allowed various institutions to conduct the exams halted due to COVID-19 pandemic. Unveiling the cabinet decisions, government spokesperson and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, said the universities, commissions, academies, schools and educational institutions could now conduct the halted exams. Minister Gyawali urged all to adopt health safety measures while conducting the exams. The exams of various universities and grade 12 have remained postponed since mid-March 2020. Minister Gyawali also said the government had extended the tenure of the consulate generals and consulates posted in various countries for 4 years. Referring to the increasing cases of coronavirus infection in Kathmandu Valley, Minister Gyawali also urged all to adopt precautions as risk had increased in the Kathmandu Valley. 6 people have died in a jeep accident at Junichade of Jajarkot district. The accident happened after a jeep heading to Junichade from Jajarkot district headquarters, Kalanga, fell some 500 meters off the road. The police have confirmed the deceased as Kriti Bahadur Sahi, Khemraj Sahi, Krishna Bahadur Sahi, Malika Sahi and ward chairman of Junichade ward number 11, Ambar Bahadur Sahi. The police also said one person had gone missing after the incident. Nepal's coronavirus tally has now surpassed 94,000 with the confirmation of 3,439 new cases yesterday. The Kathmandu Valley alone accounted for about 49% of the additional cases. Talking to media, Health and Population Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam confirmed the highest daily spike of more than 3,400 corona infection cases in the country yesterday. Dr. Gautam also said more than 68,600 people in Nepal had recovered from the virus, with 1,126 recoveries reported yesterday. There are 25,700 active cases in Nepal. Nepal's corona-related death toll is at 578 with the confirmation of 15 deaths yesterday. Dr. Gautam also urged people not to go to the hospital for normal fever or common cold. He asked people to go to the hospital only if they had developed respiratory complications. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam also admitted difficulties in arranging hospital beds for infected people in Kathmandu with the increase of infection cases. He also urged the private and government hospitals to help in the treatment of the coronavirus patients. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has underlined the existential threats posed by climate change, such as rising temperature, rising sea levels and melting of glaciers. He said these threats have impacted the lives and livelihoods of people from the high Himalayas to the lowlands. Addressing the Climate Vulnerable Forum Leaders event held virtually yesterday, the Prime Minister further highlighted the importance of Nepal's snow-fed rivers that nourish the basins and clean the ocean's ecosystem, serving as a natural climate stabilizer. Prime Minister Oli appreciated the vision set by Climate Vulnerable Forum to limit the rise of global temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius and its good track record in leading the long-term sustainable solution to the climate change. Prime Minister Oli also stressed the need for full and effective implementation of the Paris Agreement and making climate issues top global political agenda during the COP26 next year. The event, which is organized in conjunction with the 75th session of the United Nations General Assembly, was hosted by the government of Bangladesh as the chair of Climate Vulnerable Forum. The government has constituted a 3-member dialogue committee led by Secretary at the Ministry of Education Gopinath Mainali to hold dialogue with Professor Dr. Govinda Kesi. Joint Secretary at the Health and Population Ministry Dr. Gunaraj Lohani and Medical Service Commission Director Dr. Dilip Sharma are members of the dialogue team. Meanwhile, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has urged the government to immediately start dialogue with Professor Dr. Govinda Kesi and address his demands. Issuing a press note yesterday, Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma drew the Prime Minister's attention to the critical health condition of Dr. Kesi, who is staging a hunger strike for the past 24 days. Similarly, Nepal Human Rights Commission has asked the government to save the life of Dr. Govinda Kesi. A press note signed by Commission spokesperson Beth Patrai urged the government to be sensitive to the life of Dr. Kesi. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has asked people to register complaints against 3 nominated ambassadors in case they have any. The committee had nominated former Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora as the ambassador to the United States of America, former Chief Secretary Lok Darshan Regmi as the ambassador to the United Kingdom, and Nirmal Kumar Biswakarma as ambassador to South Africa on October 1st. The Parliamentary Committee Chair Lakshman Lal Karna urged people to register complaints against the nominated ambassadors, if they have any, within the next 10 days. The government has planned to open the religious shrines across the country from the 17th of October. Talking to journalists at Suketar Airport yesterday, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai said the government was preparing to open religious and cultural avenues gradually. He said the decision to open cultural avenues would be taken in the next cabinet meeting. Before flying to Suketar, Minister Patrai had inaugurated the border office post at Olongchungola of Taplejung district. Bagmati Provincial Government has provided 30 million rupees to construct an under-construction cricket stadium in Chitwan district. The State Chief Minister Dormani Powdil handed a cheque worth the amount to President of the Thurmus Suntali Foundation Sitaram Katil and Vice President Kunjana Ghimire amid a function held at the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers in Hetauda. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President Donald Trump has returned to work and held briefings at the Oval Office less than a week after he tested positive for coronavirus. His doctor, Sean Conley, said Trump had remained COVID-19 symptoms free for more than 24 hours and had been fever-free for more than 4 days. In a video message, Trump said he felt great. He said he wanted all Americans to have access to the treatments he was given. Trump also promised to provide the drugs produced by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals free of charge. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called for an immediate ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan as fighting continues between the two countries over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Stoltenberg was speaking at the annual GlobSec forum in Slovakia. Meanwhile, Azerbaijani authorities have accused Armenia of launching missiles to target its oil pipelines that carries Azerbaijani crude oil to Turkey and onto the global markets. They said the missile attack was repelled by the Azerbaijani military. More than 36.38 million people across the world have been diagnosed With coronavirus, more than 1,060,000 people have also died of the coronavirus infection across the world. As per the data collected from the Worldometer site, more than 27.40 million people have recovered so far from the virus infection. The world still has more than 7.9 million active cases of the coronavirus. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in province number 1 and province number 2 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the province number 1. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government allows universities and boards to hold exams halted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Jeep accident at Junichade of Jajarko district killed 6 people. Nepal records 3,400 coronavirus cases in a single day. And American President Donald Trump returns to office less than a week after testing coronavirus positive. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.